Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly passed an ordinance that would amend the Uniform Remote Seller Sales Tax Code. Doing so would keep the borough in accordance with updates and changes adopted by the Alaska Remote Seller Sales Tax Commission. Following a U.S. Supreme Court decision, the borough joined with other municipalities across the state to enter into an agreement to combat the inability to effectively collect sales tax and online retail sales that would otherwise be subject to borough and city sales tax. The borough enacted an ordinance last year which determined that the inability to effectively collect sales tax on sales of personal property, products, or services transferred or delivered into the sales tax by sellers who are recognized as remote sellers was eroding the sales tax base of communities and resulting in revenue losses that were causing harm to residents through the loss of critical funding for local education. Assemblyman Tyson Cox.
What this is this is mostly a housekeeping ordinance. It is to put us in line with the commission, but also to put us more in line with our brick and mortar section of code that talks about sales tax, and that is 5.18. And that will put both of those items in line. And then it will also put us more in line with the commission.
After a recent review of the Uniform Remote Seller Sales Tax Code at the February 24th, 2021 meeting, the Alaska Remote Seller Sales Tax Commission unanimously approved updates to the code aimed to improve code inconsistencies and administrative processes. A review by the borough's finance and legal departments revealed that the changes will not substantively or negatively impact remote sellers or residents in the borough who purchase goods, products, or services online. The ordinance was unanimously enacted. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are trending down across the state, but not in Fairbanks, which is now experiencing its worst coronavirus outbreak thus far since the pandemic began. Interior region's recent surge in cases and now recent surge in hospitalizations is largely being driven by younger unvaccinated Alaskans, and it is stretching Fairbanks Memorial Hospital's capacity and staffing to a breaking point. This according to a report from the Anchorage Daily News, which spoke to health officials on Wednesday. Dr. Ann Zink, the state's chief medical officer, said
it's really driven by a younger population, those in their 20s to 40s. Again, unvaccinated individuals who are getting sick with COVID and ending up in the hospital.
In the last week there, the number of patients, especially those on ventilators, doubled. Data showed that by Wednesday, over a quarter of hospital patients in the interior region were COVID-19 patients, compared to just over 5% of hospital patients statewide. The hospital's increasing number of patients, plus its limited supply of respiratory equipment and limited hospital staffing, means providers may soon need to start medically evacuating patients to other hospitals across the state. The chief medical officer with the Foundation Health Partners said during a Wednesday interview as much. She said the biggest issue right now is staffing. The hospital has just two staff members currently managing 25 patients who require oxygen or assistance breathing. 14 of them are COVID patients. The case counts in Fairbanks first began rising in late April. Hospitalizations are lagging indicators, which mean they follow spikes in cases, and no single outbreak or source has been linked to the recent rise in cases there, according to Dr. Joe McLaughlin, the state epidemiologist, but there does appear to be a possible link between the region's low vaccination rate and its high case rate. By Wednesday, 40% of eligible residents received at least a single dose of the vaccine, well below the state's average of about 54%. The region also had the highest case rate in the state, about 49.26 cases per 100,000 residents. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.